So now, Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Base. Obvious connection to the previous Mishnah, but the way the Bartanura learns it, it's essentially, the previous Mishnah was, if you warranty about the quality of the plants, well, and here it's about quantity itself. So if the seller says, base core afar ani mocher lach, I'm selling you a base core of land, mida bechevel. It's going to be measured by the rope, meaning exactly. It's measured to the penny. We're going to measure it. So then, pichas kol shehu, if at the end of the day, if I tell you, I warranty to you that the quantity of this field is a base core,
and the bechevel means measured.
Measured by the rope, literally.
Exactly.
Take tape measure. We're going to take it by the tape measure. So no, I'm not telling you it's a base core, and talk it's roughly a base core, and you'd happily plant a core of seeds there. But if you take the measuring device, they measure these ropes. So if you measure it, and when you do measure it, if it turns out it's not, since I warranty to you, it's to the precise, to the penny, if we measure it and there's actually pichas kol shehu, you get shortchanged even, a tiniest bit, yinakeh, then there's a reduction in the price. So I have to refund you the difference. In other words, if it's supposed to be 75,000 square almost, a base core, and it turns out it's only, and it's sold you for $75,000, and it turns out it's only 74,900, square almost, so I have to refund you the $100, whatever the deal is. Yeah? That's a story. I don't think I have a pencil. Yep. Hosir kol shehu, if when I sell it to you, I told you it's exactly a base core, but it turns out it's actually a little bit more, yachazir, the purchaser needs to return it. Now the truth is, we're going to see in a second that the correction, if it's a small correction, it has to be not this purchaser has to pay the extra money. It's a little extra. So yes, if let's say he's buying a base core, 75,000 square almost, the price was $75,000. If when we measure it, it turned out to be, we agreed measure to the penny. It turned out that the piece of land you got was 76,000 square almost, let's say. So then, yachzer means not the piece of land goes back, because that would stick the seller with a tiny piece of unusable land, economically unusable land. Instead, the perks would have to pay an extra $1,000 to compensate. Now, im amar hin chaser hin yaser, if he said more or less, so the seller said, I'm giving you a field, and the field is about, a little more, a little less, but it's about a base core. So then, what's the tolerance? Now, the tolerance has gotten much wider. Afilu pachas rova lisa, ohose rova lisa, higiu. Even if the discrepancy is one rova per saw, which I'll explain in a second, but the math, but even if the discrepancy is one rova per saw, or less, or hosir, it's a little more than rova per saw, higil, the sale still stands. So we agreed, it's approximately a base core. So when you measured it, you found that it's okay, a little more, a little less, it's still going to stand. And refund is in order. Now how much is the level of tolerance? It comes out to being a 24th. So, but I'll do the math here for you. Remember, the saw is the six-pack, and a rova is a quarter of one of the 6-liter bottles. So, of course, there are 6 times 4 is 24 500cc bottles in 12 liters. There are 4 per kav, and times 6 per saw gives you a 24. So, one part in 24 is the tolerance. So, that would mean, since the Misha didn't talk about kur, but it talked about like san rova, it means that any sale, whatever the sale is, when I tell you any piece of land, I tell you it's an acre or the hectare, doesn't matter what, or a million square miles, it doesn't matter. The point is, if I say not exactly, but it's approximately a million square miles, so it means a million square miles plus or minus a 24th, right? And 24th comes out to being 4.17%. So that's the tolerance once I specify give or take plus or minus. Yosir mikan, if the variance is more than one part in 24. So I told you I'm selling you 24 acres and it turned out to be not 25, which would still stand, but 26 acres. So now we have to make a cheshbon. Yes, a cheshbon, meaning that the extra 2 acres that need to be paid for or returned. Now, ma'u machzir lo, ma'os. The preferential, we're going to say in a second that the seller gets the, it's seller's choice. If it's a small piece of land, the seller gets to choose if he wants the cash back or if he wants the land back. Because really want to give this empower the seller, because we don't want him to stick him with a little tiny piece of dirt, the extra bit that he and then he can't do anything with it. So normally, mahu machzir lo, what does the purchaser return? He gives back most the money, meaning he's stuck with his 26-acre lot, not 24 like he originally thought, make up a number, but he had to pay an extra, you know, if it was sold for $24,000, he had to give an extra $2,000, whatever it is. Now, v'im ratza, machslo karka. If the seller wants to get the extra land back, he can say, listen, I said it was about, you know, a base core, it turned out to be, you know, 1.1 bate core, it's much bigger than that, 10% bigger than I thought, therefore, I want the tenth of a base core back. He would have his choice to get that back also. Now, the question is, v'lama amru machsilo ma'os, if it's the seller's choice, why do we say the return the money? Liyafos kocho shel mocher. We want to give the seller the upper hand. The reason why is because we don't want the seller to be stuck with a very small piece of land which is not economically viable. Now, how big is a piece of land where it is economically viable? So we learned in the first parak, we talked about kadei chalukah, how big could a piece of land be that the two partners could demand that we divide it in half. We said that was big enough, the size of 9 kabin. 9 kabin is 1.5 saw. So, remember, a base saw is 2,500, 50 by 50, so 1.5 would be 3,750 square, almost. At that point, it's considered to be economically viable as its own field, and therefore, it'll come out then, shim yesh shir besada base tisha kabin, if the amount over-allocated. In other words, I told you I'm giving you a base core, but it turned out to be a base core plus 9 kabin, so plus 9 bait kabin, let's call it. So then, the purchaser could say, listen, I only wanted a base core. I told you to pay you $75,000. Don't try charging me extra for this thing. Just take that extra lot back. If it's big enough, if it's the size of 9 kabin, right? If less, the seller can say, I don't want, you know, the thing's only eight kabin worth of land. I can't make a go of that. It's too small. Therefore, you keep and just machs me dumb and pay me a little extra for the piece. Now, before we read the next line in the Mishnah, I'll say it for begina. If instead the transaction was about gina is like a garden, you know, a vegetable patch, base chatzikav, then the economically viable size is a chatzikav. It's small, right? But much, much smaller. Again, the same shear there in the first parak. Ukadivir base Rabbi Akiva base rova. Rabbi Akiva said even a rova kav, which is like 104 square, almost a smaller area, is really economically viable when it comes to doing vegetables, because vegetables are worth much more and need less work for much, you know, much more economic bang for the buck. Then machslo esakarka, the purchaser can give back the land to the seller rather than pay the extra. Now, just to do the math here, it was a little not clear before. I want to make sure it's clear now. If you take a 24th, which is there was the level of tolerance of a base core, it comes out to being 7.5 kabin. No, it's 7.5 times 24 gives you 180 kabin, and maybe said a base core is 180 kabin, which means, just reading those, doing those numbers back into the story here, the story was I sold you a base core of land and I said it was plus or minus. Turns out it was plus, let's say. So now it was, if anything more than an extra 7.5 kabin, that's 24th. So then, now we have to rectify the situation. We said that 7.5 is less than 9, right? The shear is 9 carbon to make it economically viable. And therefore, between 7.5 and 9, it's like this, if the difference is less than 7.5 carbon for the base core, and we said it's approximately, then the sale stands as is, no refund either way. If it's between 7.5 and 9, then it's the seller's choice. He can say, I want cash, you pay me a little extra, or he can say, give me the land back. If it's more than 9, then the purchaser can say, listen, I'm not interested, I didn't budget to pay an extra massive amount of money, you know, an extra whatever it is, $20,000, $25,000, I don't pay $76,500, whatever it is. So therefore, you take your 9 carbon back, and that's economically viable. There's no reason in the world why I have to pay extra for that, you know, that big extra piece. And that's legitimate. Okay. The mission finishes by saying Veloas Rova Bilvadhu Machzir, once they're correcting the difference. You don't just correct by giving back we don't say it was plus or minus 24th, and anything past the 24th, that's what you return. No. Once you're rectifying the situation, Ela Esakolamosar. Once you're fixing it, then you give back everything, so it's left with exactly a base core, and of course, then either the cash or the amount of land, whatever the difference is, gets repaid in full. So once you're correcting, we now correct it down to the penny. Very good.